Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Today I'm going to talk to you about the WaterTech Precision 2.0 Li. I recently did a video on their new updated version of this cleaner. I've been using it for over 3 years. I'm going to go over the new update with this cleaner, and I'll go over some of the great features and also some of the drawbacks of the Precision 2.0 Li by WaterTech. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. So the Precision 2.0 Li is a battery-operated, professional-grade vacuum. Basically, it's like one of their normal WaterTech vacuums, like the Pool Blaster Max, and it's kind of on steroids, basically. Everything is super-sized on this, from the opening for debris to the power of the unit. So I can liken the power to basically vacuuming your pool from your pool's vacuum port or side port. So if you have an automatic cleaner connected to the side of your pool and you go to manually vacuum it without adjusting the valve, I would say that the power of the Precision 2.0 Li is very similar to that. It's not going to give you the same power of a manual vacuum head and a hose hooked up to the skimmer with the 1 horsepower pump pulling the water through. But surprisingly, for the size of the cleaner, it is very powerful. Now, if you're wanting to get it for your home or for residential use, you can actually buy maybe a different model that's very similar. They have the Pool Blaster Pro 900. It has a power rating of 900. I don't really know what the power ratings mean, but every cleaner they have usually has some kind of power rating. And you can kind of compare the power rating based on the other vacuums in their lineup by going to their website, WaterTechCorp.com. And then you have the Pool Blaster Pro 1500, which has a power rating of 1500. And then you have the Precision 2.0, which I assume is very similar to the Pro 1500 as far as the power rating. And if you go to the website WaterTech.Corp, you can see the other cleaners and the power ratings. For instance, you'll find the Precision 2.0 under the commercial use. And then there's ultra heavy duty use, like the Pool Blaster Max LICG, which is commercial grade. That has a power rating of 430. And then probably the one that I would liken to be a lower version of the Precision 2.0, let's say you don't want to spend the money to get the Precision 2.0 Li, the WaterTech Volt FX 8 Li, which is a retail poolster only cleaner. It's a gray cleaner, and it has a power rating of 500. So about one third the power rating of the Precision, but it's definitely a very powerful vacuum. And it has a very large debris canister. And I think this would be, if you were looking for a premium vacuum, you didn't quite want to get the commercial use type of the Precision 2.0, or maybe the price point is just not in your budget, the Volt FX8 Li would be a great choice to start with. It does a great job of spot vacuuming pools. It's a very large vacuum when you get it, but it has, you can actually vacuum spas and water features with very little problem. It's bigger than, of course, the Pool Blaster Max or the Catfish type cleaners, but you can vacuum smaller bodies of water with no problem. And I'll highlight this fact because one of the only drawbacks I can see with the Precision 2.0 Li is that the very large size of that unit can make it a little bit harder to vacuum spas, step areas, smaller water features. You need about 28, they say with the fixed vacuum head, you need about 28 inches of water. And you have to keep it at a 45 degree angle because it is a very large vacuum. So it's not really made to vacuum step areas and smaller type water features. It's great on the Infinity Edge thoroughs or spillways, and it's great on spas. You just can't vacuum the top step in most cases. And even when you're vacuuming the seating area of a spa, you have to keep it at an angle. So you have to kind of move a little bit and position yourself in the right way to vacuum without sucking air. So One drawback is that since it is a large professional vacuum, it's going to have a little bit of trouble in these smaller bodies of water. So if you're using the Precision 2.0 Li for commercial use or professional use, you may want to pick up a smaller vacuum like the Pool Blaster Max Li or the WaterTech Volt FX8 and use that for the smaller bodies of water, because the Precision 2.0 is not really designed for really small bodies of water. So now that I got the negative out of the way, let me focus on a lot of the positives of this vacuum. I've been using it for over 3 years now. This is their newest version. The main difference of this cleaner over the previous version is how the battery compartment is clamped on there or locked in place. The water seal has always been a problem for WaterTech with any kind of cleaner that has any kind of removable battery. Their new versions all have internal batteries with water seal charging ports. However, since this is a commercial use and you need to switch out the battery because it will give you about 1 hour of charge on it, and it comes with two batteries, and so to maximize the usage of this cleaner, the battery is not internal with a water seal. So the water seal on the old Precision technically wasn't too bad. However, there was some user error because all that you do is flip that little handle part to lock it in, and if you're not careful, you can easily unlock it when you go to put the vacuum in the pool. I wouldn't say that it's a defect. It's just one of those things where you have to kind of be careful with it. And if you're not careful, you could open it up and then flood the motor compartment and pretty much short out the motor. So this new upgrade of the motor assembly box, basically just that clamp area where the battery goes and you can pull it out and change it, is really a way to make this cleaner much more reliable and long lasting for WaterTech. They don't want any kind of warranties. It comes with a 1 year limited warranty. So to eliminate a lot of the warranty calls on this, they updated that. And I gotta tell you, it's extremely watertight. There's no need to lube it. You just put that on there, put the ring on, and put the pin in there. And if you see the video, you can see that it's definitely a good upgrade for this cleaner to make that water seal pretty much bulletproof. Another thing that I like about the Precision 2.0 Li is that it's very reliable. That you push the button, turn on, it's gonna come on, and it works really well. The power, again, I described it earlier, it's more powerful than you would think with this cleaner. And it comes with two different vacuum heads. It has the, what looks like a manual type vacuum head with the wheels, and you can actually use this one if you wanted to. The vacuum pulls with a hose, and then it comes with a fixed vacuum head. So they call the vacuum head with the wheels the Gunite vacuum head. Basically just like a regular vacuum head you would use if you're doing service or cleaning your own pool. And then they have the other vacuum head, which looks a lot like the vacuum heads that are on their other WaterTech cleaners, but of course on steroids, it's gigantic. The opening for debris is very large. You can pick up acorns, you know, large debris. You can see from the video if you watch it how large that opening is, and it's really great for vacuuming debris. Now, it's not going to replace a vacuum system in any way. So if the pool has a lot of leaf debris on the bottom, I would not recommend using this on it. I would just use the standard, vacuum with the hose, or use the a vacuum system if you have one. So if you have a Riptide bottom feeder, Hammerhead, Power Vac, these would be a great thing to use in a situation where there's a lot of leaf debris. But for normal dirt and normal leaf debris, what you normally would use a normal manual vacuum for, the Precision 2.0 won't have any problem with it. I like it because I think it speeds up your day. Instead of putting the hose in there and the vacuum head, you basically just drop the Precision in there and you can start vacuuming. So the cleaner comes with three different bags. It comes with what they call their multi-layer bag. It's basically a really thick cloth type bag. And this is great for dirt, leaf debris. Now one thing you need to know is that if you have very fine sand and silt, diatomaceous earth in the bottom, this bag won't pick it up. It'll blow right through the impeller area. So you have to switch it out to the sand silt bag, which is great for the smaller debris, the sand and silt. And one thing you have to note about the sand silt bag is that it fills up quickly, just like using a vacuum system with a 60 micron bag. It's going to fill it up quicker. And the way I can tell when this is happening is that there's no air bubbles coming out of the impeller area of the cleaner. So watch it carefully, because if you go too long with the sand silt bag, could actually tear the stitching on it. That's how well it picks up the finer debris in the pool. So I always keep an eye on the bubbles coming out of the impeller. You can also feel a loss of vacuuming power, and then pull it out, empty out the sand silt bag, and then continue. I picked up diatomaceous earth in this bag, no problem. It's great for sand and silt. The very, very fine algae dust will probably blow through it, but you can pick up the majority of the algae dust on the bottom with it. It is a great bag. And then they sell it comes with the all-purpose bag also, which is mainly for leaf debris. And it's kind of a cloth material, and it's thicker. And so this is great for pools with very little dirt, but a lot of leaf debris. So three bags come with it. I mentioned it comes with two batteries, so you can be using one. You get about an hour of runtime out of each battery. They're lithium ions, so you can charge them over and over again. And it comes with a handy car charger. I'll keep this plugged into my truck while I'm driving. And if I plug it in early enough, it's ready in about 3 or 4 hours with the amount of time I'm driving, the car turning on, and the charging the battery. So it's really great having this car charger. It works really effectively. It also comes with a regular charger if you want to charge it at your house with a regular plug. So it has that. And I think for anyone who's thinking about getting a battery-powered vacuum for commercial use, this is a great choice because of the power. The fact that it saves you time when you're vacuuming pools, that, you know, if you bring your vacuum in, you got to set it up, and the pool may be just on the borderline of really needing that, versus just dropping the Precision 2.0 Li in the pool and vacuuming up. I can vacuum a pool within like 5 minutes with this thing. By the time I set up the hose and get everything set, you know, I'm done vacuuming. Sometimes the pool systems aren't that great anyway, so when you go to manually vacuum, you don't have a lot of suction. And also all the debris goes into the bags here and not into the filtration system. It's just a really well-made cleaner, and it's also very durable. Like I said, the other version I have is in my garage. It still works fine. It's just that the new version has definitely been improved with the compartment. I never had any problem with any water getting into my battery compartment, but I know that if you hit that little latch up, you could definitely flood it, and that was something that WaterTech really wanted to address, to prevent people from returning it from that kind of user error. So definitely a great upgrade. And if you're on the fence about getting it, now is definitely the time to get the cleaner. And last in the bag is also a shoulder strap if you wanted to carry it on your shoulder. I personally don't trust that kind of thing. I just carry it with my hand because I don't want to drop it. It's a pretty expensive vacuum to drop, and it can survive falls from some heights. I've dropped it from 3 feet with very little problems, a little scratch on it here and there, but I wouldn't make a habit of dropping it on a regular basis. It is pretty much, you want to keep everything contained in there. The motor assembly box is actually separate from the body, so if you have an older Precision 2.0, you can actually contact WaterTech, and they can send you the motor box assembly, and all you have to do is loosen up or remove all the screws on the body of the Precision 2.0 vacuum, kind of pull it open a little bit, take out the old motor box assembly, and drop in this new one with that red ring on there, with the upgraded clamp on there. And so if you have an older version and you want to upgrade it, it's not a hard process to do. The motor is modular. It just comes right out of the back of the cleaner. You put the new one in. And that's another great feature of the Precision, is that if the motor were to burn out, you don't have to replace the whole unit. All you do is remove those screws, kind of pry it open a little bit, pull out the motor box assembly, which is one whole piece, put a new one in, and you're ready to go. So it's a very modular way to repair it. And so the body could last for several years, and you just have to replace the motors whenever they burn out or wear out, or if you have a problem where water gets in there, very easy to replace and fix. And you can also go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click down on pool products, and you'll see the Precision 2.0 listed there. And then there's a link to WaterTech to learn more about it or to order it. And again, that's on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. And if you're in the industry and you're looking to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.